Good morning, Auroville. Today is 17th of October and it's cloudy here in Auroville on 26 degrees, and we can expect partly cloudy with a chance of rain in the afternoon, with the temperatures ranging from low 26 to high 30, with hitting the sun 34 degrees Celsius. It's supposed to be breezy with easterly winds at 10 to 20 kilometers per hour. For later on, they predict mostly cloudy with thunderstorms, then a chance of rain after midnight. Winds from northeast at 10 to 15 kilometers per hour, and chance of rain is on 60%. Morning humidity was on 77 and it will drop on 66% by noon. Moon is waning gibbous, illuminated on 96%. Early Saturday morning at moonset, we will have a chance to observe penumbral lunar eclipse starting at 3:23 a.m. with its maximum peak at 5:20. We are coming now into eclipse season again, a time when the full moon and new moons become lunar and solar eclipses and the sun and moon come into alignment. The first of these is a lunar eclipse on the 18th of October, one which this time occurs in Aries and at 25-45 degrees. It's a bold Aries moon being eclipsed. Aries moons are forthright and will not hold back. The emotions are straightforward and honest, and the culmination of the plans that we had in the previous weeks and months will be acted upon now in straightforward and honest manner. On Saturday, 19th of October at 7:30 p.m. at Pitanga, we are invited to Matre Vandana at the occasion of the Mother's first arrival to Pondicherry by Asher Music Group. They will share with us classical Indian music with vocals and hymns and chants on Mother Durga. Posters around the city, especially plastered on trees and the road, are inviting us on 26th of October at Kalabhumi for Imagining Unity. So following is an interview with Elisa, who is behind all of it. Elisa, good morning and welcome on the Auroville Radio.
Good morning.
Over the weekend, all of a sudden, some kind of posters appeared on trees.
Yeah.
And you're standing behind them, right?
Yes, I am.
What is all these smiling faces with the unity? What is that about?
It's about a fresh wave, a fresh wind, if possible. I'm organizing a unity event on the 26th of October at 8 p.m. in Kalabhumi, and the idea is really to inspire each other to manifest another collective reality.
But what inspired you to do that? Because that is actually a big call somehow, you know, it's like,
yes,
really, and I would say probably a need, an urge in you.
Yes.
Or maybe how that happened, or it was maybe due to some kind of circumstance or some kind of action. What was the trigger?
I had a very strong call. I had a vision of the universe in the sky, in the face of a child, and this universe was looking at us, and we were like the Aurovillian, no? I was fully connected to this collective of Auroville, and we were like free electrons in a ball, you know, like in the shape of a ball, and like candlelight moving in all senses, all direction, and this universe looking at us as a child without any judgment, but full of love. And I felt it, and I felt that it was really a moment to... And I felt that it wanted to put his hands, but wherever it will put his hands, because we are going in so different direction. Any collective project is somehow contrary energies, and that organizing a unity event, it's like energetically we would be expanded. We would look in the same direction. You have your ID, you have your sense, you have your texture of unity. I have mine, but somehow we expand. When we think about unity, we expand.
Sounds interesting. Really, much I'm trying to imagine. So how you imagine this event will go on? We come there, we sit and look at each other, or what?
No. It's not, I'm not sure something will happen like that. Why not? I would like first to inspire us to play another game where we look at each other and I would honor your divine being, and being conscious of that. It's really bringing another consciousness into our interactions. And it's, we know we are all here because we know we are carrying another dimension, no, this divine dimension. So what do we do with that? What do we do collectively with that and consciously with that? And I would like to play this game. I would like to see what reality we could bring consciously to each other. And I really believe that we are the tools for each other. We are, you can inspire me, I can inspire you. And it starts from there. It starts from there.
I will let myself to be surprised, so to speak.
Yeah, me too, actually.
But, you know, I think almost everybody saw the posters, also the publishing, the some notes, in user notes. Mm-hmm. But by the name, I realized that people don't know you. No. Although we know your face somehow. Yes. At least I know it.
Yes.
So can you tell me, where do you come from? And when did you arrive to Oroville? When did you sense this call to come here around? Or what is your story?
My story. I'm French. I'm coming from Paris, France, and I came 8 years ago for holidays, and somehow I came back to Paris into my life after that, and I had a call. One morning I woke up and I had a call. It was clear that I wanted to have a life experience in Oroville. And like that, I quit my job. I was working as a legal advisor in Paris for a company. And I quit my job. And 6 months after, I was here. Mm-hmm. And from there started a very deep inner adventure. And I'm coming out of it. I'm just coming out. And it was first to find my own coherence, my own. What does it mean? At the moment, 8 years ago, I was starting to read books and books and books, and I said, wow, I'm a divine being, and it has such a call. It has such a call inside
it
of me.
Probably, yeah.
And but I was like, okay, but how, from this dimension, from this awareness, what does it mean when I eat, when I smell, when I, you know, when I use all my senses? And I had a very, very strong call to see and to make it very, very, here in this world, to make a link. So like that, and I find myself very connected and now being very connected and very deeply inspired. I would like to inspire, and I would like to be inspired also by others.
For those who are more maybe superficial, so to speak, mm-hmm. I would ask you, so where do you service? In which service or unit do you serve?
I'm not servicing. I got very inspired by this project, and it took me quite some time to digest it, to put it into a certain shape. And it's not only one event. I would like to see that we do different events every 2 months, and we enter into a creative process of, for example, I don't know, for meeting. Our meetings are carrying some heavy energies, no? So how can we transform that? Why we don't do some wisdom mask, and we really call for our wisdom? We need some tools. We need to transform what it is, according to me, of course. But we need some tools, and we need to wake up each other. And
amongst others, you're also organizing for this weekend some kind of workshop.
Yes,
in Kalabumi as well. Yeah,
it needs registration. It's a workshop called Manifest Your Dreams. Mm-hmm. Basically, for myself and for others, I can see I'm very into seeing the best potential and to go for it. Mm-hmm. And so that's why I organize this workshop, but also collectively. I can really see the unity. Mm-hmm. The unity is already there. It's a reality which already exists. How can we connect to that? How can we reach that? Mm-hmm. How can we be the magnet of this plan of reality?
Okay, but still something unclear to me. You don't contribute to the community in those 8 years? Did you work anywhere?
No. I did. No, I did many things for the 8 years. I did a lot of. I was working for myself as a legal. I was working into the legal field, so I helped different Orovidian individual, mm-hmm. or or units, and many on that level. I in different project all the time, so I was fully contributing to the life. It was not like in a place every day, so it was not really fixed schedule. But of course.
No, and I just like.
No problem. It's just and I feel
you got a child, yeah.
Yes, I have a child.
A young girl.
Yeah, she's 4 years old.
Tara. So, yeah. Oh, rebel. That the children also bring a completely new dimension into the life, yeah?
Yeah, of course.
And they are great teachers, especially those new generation.
Yes.
Does she got something to do with that?
Of course. Yeah, fully into my inspiration and... I hope that we can bring to our daughters, sons, and to all the next generation a world full of love and compassion, and which is manifested. No, that not.
So also, children are really much welcome for this event. Yeah.
They are. It's not like a show, or there will be, you know, like action, or so. I don't know what would be their interaction with that. But everybody is welcome, and each one has carrying his own energy, receptivity. Everybody is welcome, and it's let's play. Let's really play.
Sounds fun.
Yeah.
Now let's be practical.
Yes.
Since it seems that monsoon is almost here.
Yeah.
What will happen if there's a heavy rain on 26?
Yeah, I was thinking about that, of course. And I will book also Kripa, which is just behind Kalabumi. And
so you have a plan B.
Exactly. In order to have a plan B.
Okay. Yeah. Lisa, thank you. So see you on Saturday 26 at 8 p.m. in Kalabumi.
Yes.
Or in Kripa in case of rain.
Yes, exactly. Thank you.
And here's an excerpt from yesterday's general meeting on entry and exit policy with some clear statements made by Secretary of Auroville Foundation, Mr. Bala Bhaskar.
So all that is this thing, but the governing board, after hearing all this, because somebody had raised the issue that, well, this feedback and all was given, but this feedback was not got approved by the resident assembly, that formal process of a resident assembly approval. So then the chairman, he said, Dr. Karan Singh, but what we have minuted was the governing board directed the secretary to inform the resident assembly that framing the regulation is a responsibility of the governing board, but the governing board will take the feedback of the residents into consideration. That's it. That's what they said. So the governing board would like to hear what the resident assembly says in this thing. But I think what I saw today was that in the resident assembly it says yes-no format. So the yes-no format, I have a problem, because you don't have the right to say reject it. The authority to reject these regulations is not with the resident assembly. You can say we have a problem with this. So please consider this thing. Consultation means you are suggesting that we want these changes to be made. But the body which is authorized to make this regulation is the governing board as per the act. And the governing board says, I can do damn well what I please, but I don't want to do it. I want to consult them and want to take into consideration whatever their concerns are. So that's part of the process. So if you tell us that, what I would suggest, today you have given us, in this general meeting you have given feedback. So the modified version we will finalize with the working committee, and that can be put in the public domain, and you can ask the resident assembly to approve these modifications that you have given. Or if there are some more modification you want to, in the resident assembly, if you can get a coherent kind of a this thing, that you give it to the governing board and then they can decide. But you cannot say we will not have this regulation. That's what I feel.
And next week awaits us with second general meeting regarding land exchange proposal in the northeastern Greenbelt. The Land Matters Task Force is inviting the community to a follow-up meeting, and this one is meant to present again in more details the particulars of this proposal and repeat their request that the community allows a competent team of Aurovillians to start talk with opposite side. This meeting will address questions which were raised on the first general meeting on this subject and in emails and on the internet. The LMTF called the entire community to attend the meeting to allow for an open and clarifying process. We all need to find solutions to face the increasingly threatening land situation. But then the weekend will be also intense, but in a festive spirit. We can look forward for the Genius Brothers presenting classic stuff on Friday 25th at Visitor Center at 8 p.m. So where we can see live a three desperate lunatics struggle to find meaning and narrative, and in this crazy town with nothing more than a handful of metaphor, two guitars, three lungis, an equal number of tundus, and one frighteningly loud pair of boxer shorts. I don't think we're gonna miss that one. And as it is custom around the town, of course the same day and time, we are invited to another sweet event, Allo Latino, at Unity Pavilion, of course, 25th at 8 p.m. With rhythm salsa, merengue, valentana, cumbia, Cuban, and Latin rock, an invited artist would be Don Diu Divine on keyboards. We are all invited to sing and to move the skeletons with the Latin music. And here's a little bit sadder announcement from Auroville Hand Center that Negress from Creativity Community had an accident and broke her hip bone, which got successfully operated at East Coast Hospital. But for attendance and help in the hospital and later at her home, there is a need for caregivers, the volunteers with or without experience, and training will be provided. Auroville Health Service takes care of the attendance schedule and transport to the hospital. But you need to contact Paola on 94-8823-9348. And there is another event coming up with Resident Assembly Decision Making Process. That will be going on Tuesday, 5th of November, between 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And we will have to take a decision. It's not a general meeting, but it's not a discussion event. It's an opportunity for residents to say yes or no to four proposals that have already been made in general meetings early in the year. And this, what we're going to be deciding upon, is to agree to ratify the entry and exit policy draft proposed on the general meeting of October 16. Just yes or no. And the second question would be to agree the following: to possibly secure the crucial land in Auroville's northeastern greenbelt, the resident assembly mandates a team of competent Auroville's foundation officer to start detailed negotiation to exchange land with the Mailapam Temple Trustee and the Tamil Nadu Hindu Religious and Charitable Endowment Department, and ideally follow through the process along the proposed outlines, in which Felicity Happiness and 18.5 acres of Annapurna roadside land are being offered to exchange. And the third question would be to decide yes or no to accept the proposal agreed upon the consensus at the July 4th of 2013 on water maintenance service. The fourth and the last question is to agree on the following: the decision to accept Ramesh Shamalingam as Auroville on February 20th, 2010 is valid, and the decision is to resign the his newcomer process 1 year after date is invalid. And we read from the words of the Mother Worm 13. To work for your perfection, the first step is to become conscious of yourself, of the different parts of your being and their respective activities. Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on auroville.org.